Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View, a weekly Bible-based discussion on matters of faith and everyday living. God's Point of View is made possible every Thursday at this time by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue in Paintsville. And now your co-host for God's Point of View, Tim Collins and Jerry Scott.
You place your hand on His Bible, and when you swear to tell the truth, His name is on our greatest monuments, all our money too. When we pledge allegiance, there's no doubt of where we stand. There's no separation, we're one nation under Him. In God we still trust. Here in America, He's the one we turn to every time the going gets rough. He is the source of all our strength, the one who watches over us. Here in America, in God we still trust.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome into God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, located at 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. This is a program that is paid for by the church. Therefore, the opinions of myself and Mr. Jerry Scott are not necessarily those of WSIP Radio, but they are, however, our opinions as we interpret it from the Holy Scripture.
I did not interrupt.
Again.
Yeah, but I'm going to surprise you soon, and I'm going to interrupt you.
Yeah. Well, we had a big interruption last week.
Oh, my, did we?
Yeah, we were the radio station. When I say we, I better clarify. Qualify that. The storm that went through took us off the air. So
yeah.
So we, it feels like it's been a month since we've been on the radio.
Well, saying we is all right, Timotheus, because I was out of commission as well. I wasn't going to be coming at all that day. And of course, the radio station that I learned was off the air, mm-hmm. so it worked out all right. But that was right after the storm, you know, on Wednesday night.
Yes.
And
85-mile-an-hour straight-line winds, I think, came through.
I'm not sure I've ever heard of that before.
I've heard of it.
Straight-line winds.
Mm, I've heard of it before.
I thought maybe you had to be out in Oklahoma someplace for that to happen.
Well, we thought for years we couldn't have a tornado, too.
Yeah.
So there you go.
But anyway, all is well that ends well, and mm-hmm. it could have been a lot worse than what it turned out to be.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Something is on your mind today, maybe a biblical question, or maybe a comment, or something you're just kind of wrestling with, or... no foolish questions here. That's what this is all about, God's Point of View. You can give us a call, 789-0318, 789-0318. You can also email us. I keep getting texting on my mind. Emailing us at godspointofview@yahoo.com. That's godspointofview@yahoo.com. And the great Scott, he may let you text him, though.
Sure, 606-367-0137. Feel free to give me a text on my personal iPhone, the cellular device, and I think it's going to be a big hit one of these days.
It's like the interweb.
It's just like the interweb.
Yeah.
Or you could call me later on my cellular device. I've had one call this morning and I missed it, and I hope Bill calls back. Let me if he does, be glad to talk to him. But I'll introduce him before if he does call. We had some comment about our song that we use on the show, In God We Still Trust, written by Mr. Bill Nash.
And sung by Diamond Rio.
And sung by Diamond Rio. Well, we've been using that now for
we've been on the air over 5 years.
Over 5 years, and as I explained to Bill last week, just a wonderful fella, very personable, and feel like you've known him all your life once you get talking to him.
Yeah.
And I said, Bill, we thought we were covered. We thought our I think it's called CCL license, covers us. No, that's what truck drivers have to have.
A CDL.
Oh, CDL. All right, CCL. Christian something something. Anyway, we thought we were covered by that because we have to have insurance to cover us at all for all the music we use in our church, video clips and all of that. And so we thought we were covered wherever the church went, you know, by our representation, but not so.
Mm.
There's an insurance you have to have or else get permission from the
songwriter.
From the songwriter.
Yeah.
So Bill and Kim Nash in Houston, Texas now.
Hmm.
Great ministry out there. If he calls, he can tell us a little bit about it. But he's got, I know he's got an appointment this morning, and he may be pushed for time. But
well, it's really morning for him. If he's
really morning. Really morning. Yeah. That's right.
6 o'clock morning.
Well, no.
No, I guess about eight.
Quite. Only an hour behind us.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
An hour behind us.
I was thinking that West Coast.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
So, anyway, we think we've got in the process of getting that resolved. And in the process, what looked like a negative situation has turned out to produce a friendship.
Yeah,
and
that's
just
great.
Wonderful. Romans 8:28 says, "For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to His purpose." And so we feel blessed while what we did wasn't necessarily the right thing, we did it in ignorance.
Yeah,
you're supposed to pay royalties on those kinds of things, you know, unless the songwriter gives you permission to use it.
Yeah.
So anyway, if Bill, if you can call, that'd be great. And 789-0318-606.
Yeah.
789-0318.
Yeah, if you're calling from Texas, you need that 606.
Yeah, that'll help.
606.
That'll really help. Well, Timothy, as you know, we've been in Vacation Bible School and are continuing to be the rest of the week. That's tonight and Friday night.
6:30 to 8:30.
6:30 to 8:30, and we're having a great time, having good crowds.
Mm-hmm.
And the theme this year, what is the theme, Timothy?
I think superhero.
Superheroes.
Yeah.
And I love the artwork that was done there in the sanctuary.
Wow.
Beautiful.
I'm telling you, superheroes all over the place.
They got who we got? Spider-Man hanging down from the ceiling.
Yeah, I think Iron Man's on there. Batman, Superman.
Yeah.
Maybe Wonder Woman, and I'm trying to remember who else.
The Hulk.
The Hulk's on there. The Hulkster.
And Jesus is right in the middle of them.
Yeah, explaining how he saved the world.
Resting his foot on the Hulk's foot. And the caption reads, "And that's the way I did it." I think that's what it says.
And that's the way I saved the world.
Oh, yeah.
I think that's the way it is.
And that's the way I saved the world. And so we're just having such a great time. And our adult class is asking some pretty soul-searching questions, I might add.
By the way, you think we're going to lose the trophy this year?
Well, so far we haven't. We're trying our best to give it away, but we can't seem to generate enough interest.
And what I meant by that was we have a trophy that's handed to whoever has the most attendance in the class and stuff. We've had good attendance in
we
the
have.
Class.
We have 30, 33, and I'm not sure about last night. I didn't get the count from Bob, but it was probably over 33 in the adult class.
Mm-hmm.
I know one of the questions that was brought up by a sister that was reading from 2 Samuel chapter 24, where David numbers the fighting men of Israel.
Mm-hmm.
And this angered God. She said, but the first verse, and quite frankly, I hadn't thought of that first verse. I was thinking more of what David did and not the verse before it, which violated one of my own cardinal tenets there.
Oh.
You got to know the verse before and then the verse after, and that gives you context. But it says that the Lord incited David to do it.
Hmm.
But if you turn over, as the brother sitting on the first pew, Ron Webb was listening, and he was flipping over there, and he brought out the fact, and he's right, correctly so, that 1 Chronicles 21 tells us that the devil did it. Oftentimes, it will say, I know Saul one time was tempted, and one translation of it says the devil did it, another one says that the Lord did it. What that simply means is the Lord allowed it to happen.
Mm.
And
kind of like what happened with Job.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay.
The Lord allowed it to happen. And the reference there to Job, Timothy, as you know, we've been asking about angels,
mm-hmm.
where the angels came from and all those kinds of things. So it's been a very good study, I think.
No, I do too.
For everybody. And,
even though I'm far, far away, it's been good.
You are far, far away. Up in the booth, you're hovering over us.
That's okay. We'll take care of business. Yeah.
One of the questions that we were asking our listeners today, and as well as our viewers, may have something to say about that. Be happy for you to call 789-0318, or feel free to give us send us an email, godspointofview@yahoo.com. As a matter of fact, I had better check that to see if we've got any email.
It would be a good thing. It'd be a good thing to do.
We're going to get in trouble if we've got an email and we haven't looked at it.
And while you're doing that, I wanted to remind everybody that our Facebook page, God's Point of View. I love the new picture you put on that. I think it's great.
It is, but I'm having difficulty with the size of it.
Hmm.
Why I even try, I don't know.
Well, because you're inspired.
I guess. but I'm trying to get the scripture on the screen. I need a tech to follow me around, I guess, and help me with these things.
But well, it wouldn't be me.
That's why you don't follow me around.
That's why you never
I've never asked you to do that.
That's exactly. You have asked me to do things that I somewhat know about.
That you can do.
Just trying to serve, right?
Amen. So I'm trying to get the text, Luke 19, I think it's 19:41, where it says that Jesus looked over the city of Jerusalem and wept over it.
Yeah.
And now that text is on there later as you scroll down, but I'm trying to get it on the picture itself, and I'm still working on that. All this is a work in progress, you know?
We all are a work in progress, my brother.
So, amen. So, no emails today from God's point of view. Maybe we'll get some in a minute. But we were talking. Someone asked the question about the Apocrypha. That was one of the questions this week. The Apocrypha.
No, you don't hear that a lot.
No, we don't hear that a lot. But that was one of the questions.
So people out in radio land may be saying, the what? The Apollo? Apollo.
Not the Apollo. The Apocrypha.
Yeah.
The Apocrypha.
You want to explain yourself?
I would love to explain myself. The Apocrypha is... let's define the meaning of the word. Apocrypha means something that is hidden, something maybe secretive. So the books known as the Apocrypha books are books that were written in between the Old Testament and the New, in that period of time where God was silent.
Mm-hmm.
Which is a pretty good indication then that they weren't from God, because God wasn't speaking during that time.
Okay.
Almost 400 years of silence. I see we have a light blinking there.
I'm so into what you're saying.
Yeah, I can tell you were.
Good morning and welcome to God's Point of View. Your question or comment, please. Hello?
Hello?
There we go. Now I'm ready. What's your question or comment, sir?
Well, I was supposed to call in. My name is Bill Nash. I'm in Houston.
Bill. Hey, Bill. How are you this morning?
Nice
to meet you. I'm fine.
Good. Jerry Scott here. You've been trying to call, and I haven't been able to get to my devices quick enough.
Well, I thought I'd give it one last shot. I emailed you and texted you.
I saw where you had called and left a message, but it was already on the air, and I was hoping that you would call. I'm so glad you did. I know you've got a time frame this morning that's kind of tight, and so we do appreciate your calling.
Well, it's always an honor.
I was explaining to folks earlier, Bill, about the use of your song, In God We Still Trust, and how we'd been using it over 5 years. And thought we were covered, but we weren't covered, and that's how you and I became acquainted, long distance. We appreciate the song so much, and it's helped folks. It continues to help folks.
Absolutely.
And you're in the process of trying to work that out for us, I think.
Well, I contacted my administrator in Nashville already, and he hasn't responded to my email, and I called as well and left a message. It's probably he's on vacation or something like that. But I can assure you we're going to make sure you guys get to use that song, because I'm honored that you would use it.
Bless your heart.
Bless you. This is Timotheus. This is Timotheus, my sidekick, as he was called one time.
Bill, it's nice to talk with you and meet you today.
Oh, yeah, good to meet you on the phone. Maybe one of these days. I got the two CDs in the mail from you guys.
Yes, I've
already listened to two or three songs, and my little granddaughter was in here with me in my office, and she liked the music so well, she said, Papa, I want to play the piano along with them.
Wonderful.
You can't imagine what that sounded like, because she's only had two lessons.
Bless her heart. Bless her heart.
But I sure like the harmony. On and on. The instrumentation and that lead player you got. Boy, that guy can play.
Oh, my. Just keep right on talking. Just keep right on talking.
If you keep going too much, we won't be able to get him out the door here now. We're talking about this group.
Well, you know, he paid me to say all that. I just wanted to. That's
Bill, Bill, tell us a little bit about. Tell us a little bit about your work there in Houston with the kids.
Well, I'm sorry to cough all in the phone. You guys are on the air, and here I am.
You're all right.
I was clear till I called.
It's early, of course. Anyway, that's the devil. The devil's in the details, you know.
Yeah, in the details. We got to get him out of there.
Amen.
But anyway, my oldest son, who is now 35 years old, was healed of leukemia when he was 2.5 years old, and it's a documented miracle at Texas Children's Hospital, one of the most famous hospitals in the world for children. And they come from all over the world here, as well as 33 states of the United States. So when they told me he had leukemia, I didn't doubt it, and they double-checked their records. And so they gave us one shot of chemo and sent us home. Kimberly and I prayed before we left the hospital, and we held hands in that hospital room. And I said, it was such a simple prayer. I said, Jesus, if you'll heal my son, I promise to tell it everywhere I sing the rest of my life. And, of course, I realize you can't make a deal with God, but I was doing all I knew to do because I'm a preacher's kid. Although at the time I was working in nightclubs and I had gotten away from God, but the scripture says train up a child in the way he should go, and when he's old he'll not depart from it.
So amen.
We knew to pray. We knew to pray, and we went home. We came back 10 days later to start their protocol, as they call it, the 3-year plan, the 5-year plan, however long it takes. And they took all his blood work and the spinal tap and bone marrow again, and they came back with this. They said, his blood has gone normal. That was the words they used.
Wow.
Normal.
Wow.
To be such a normal word, it meant so much.
Oh, yes.
Wait a minute. Y'all told me he had a chance of dying 10 days ago, and now he's completely well. And it was like, it was a miracle. And we stayed in their program 3 years. Just to make sure that it never came back, because they also warn you that that'll happen. But I'll tell you something, it was a miracle that changed our lives, and we came back to God, and that's where we found Brother John Osteen preaching on television, and that's how come I could go to his church.
And as I mentioned to you the other day, I used to watch him years ago, John Osteen. Yeah.
Not to be mistaken with Joel Osteen, it's John.
Dad.
Oh, okay.
It's his dad.
Okay.
It's Joel's daddy.
Bill, you've been a songwriter, recording artist. You wrote, of course, the song, our theme song on the show here in God We Still Trust, which Diamond Rio sings, and which you sing, by the way, and I'm looking forward to playing that CD you sent me that has the extra verse on it, the additional verse.
Yeah, it has our verse, and my wife and I are partners, and we wrote that together. She actually wrote more of the words to that than I did.
Yeah, well, I'm going to give her,
still trust.
I'm always going to give her more credit than I do you.
Well, we'll get a lot further down the road if you do.
But you're doing a great work out there with the camp and everything. It's just amazing what you're doing. It's really amazing.
Well, that healing of my son is what prompted us. We moved to Nashville right after they released us from Texas Children's, and that's where we met Reba McEntire, and she recorded one of our songs and made a hit out of it. It's called They Asked About You. It's on her greatest hits.
Yes.
Volume 2 MCA Records album. It sold 6 million copies.
Wow.
So
wow.
We were thrilled about that.
Well, of course.
And then, you know, as we went, God just directed our lives, and one day it was time to come home and pay him. I say pay him back. Pastor Scott, you know, I know you can't pay God for a thing. That's just as that TV commercial says,
sure.
That's priceless. That
sure.
healing is priceless.
Sure.
And my son, and now I'm a grandfather, thanks to God's healing.
Amen.
So,
amen.
All I know is that was put in our heart to come home and start a camp for children that have survived, because it put him through trauma. It put me through trauma,
yes.
My wife through trauma. We understand what that means when everything goes black and you can't think and you can't remember how to get home hardly. in your car.
My.
It's like, that's trauma.
Yeah.
I lost words to song and memory of people.
Yes.
And I know that these children we work with, their age range is 8 to 12. And many of them have lost their parents to drugs. You guys know what the drugs
sure.
are doing to our country.
Sure we do.
And our people.
Yes.
And these children are left with no one. And they're 8 to 12, and we come along now and introduce them to Jesus Christ at our
Amen.
Camp lasts a week in the summer.
Wow.
And we do.
How many years?
We have a...
How many years, Bill? 30?
This is our 18th year.
18 years. 18 years.
18. My. And I printed off, listen, I'm looking right at a large copy of the hand you sent me. And the quote on there, it isn't that prayer has been tried and found wanting. Prayer hasn't been tried at all.
Absolutely.
I like that.
Absolutely.
And so we're going to be teaching this. I tell you, it was a God thing that you and I met. I am so glad you didn't pay YouTube or whoever it is you didn't pay for our song, because I don't want you to pay anything. I just want you to use it.
Bless your heart.
You're in the ministry.
God bless you for that, Bill.
Bill, your camp.
So,
what's the name of your camp?
Well, our entity that is, as you all know, the business side is called a 501c3. That means people can make a donation to it and deduct it from their taxes. And that entity is called Champions Kids Camp.
And is there...
And the way we say it is, these children are survivors. They're not victims. They're survivors, and therefore they are champions.
Is there some way that folks can find it on the internet or something, that if they're
yes.
curious about that, or maybe want to help you some way?
Yes, it's Champions with an S, Kids with an S, Camp, championskidscamp.org. And if you click on that, you can click on the media tab, and it will bring up videos, and you'll see us out with the kids. It's got several different things on there that we have done in the past. We have fundraisers. We have about 3 a year, because we started this on faith. With nothing, just telling people.
Yes.
There's a small niche of kids that are not they're being forgotten, and it's a, you know, they fall through the cracks. That's what our doctor at Texas Children said. They by the way, we still go to Texas Children's about twice a year, and we do a bear campaign that we take these little soft bears to them and give them to the children that are in treatment.
Like the one
the
you sent to Miller.
There, yeah, that's right. Yeah. That little bear is in the arms of a couple of thousand kids by this time.
Yeah.
And that it has the Champions Kids Camp info on it. And when they get through with their treatment and they're done, they can come to our camp free of charge.
Well, I'm sure that bear has been in the arms of two of Millie's sisters and her little brother as well by now that you sent her. If it's still together,
they may have
pulled it apart by now.
Well, so what I think I'm hearing is I should have sent three more.
I'm not
more,
saying
right?
that. No, I'm not saying that at all. Preachers wouldn't do that. You know, a pastor wouldn't do that.
Oh, of course not.
Well, you have something
well,
in common with Timotheus here, because Timotheus works with St. Jude, has for years.
Oh, praise the Lord.
And how many years,
We have been doing the Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon, I think 14 years maybe? Almost, yeah, 14 years.
Mm-hmm. That's another. We can't get enough people involved in helping kids, can we, Bill?
No, that's true. And I tell you what, that St. Jude's mission is so incredibly valuable and vital. And I saw Danny Thomas on television. He used to be one of my favorite actors. I co-hosted Steve Allen back in the years. A lot of people don't remember that name.
Oh, I do.
But
yeah.
He's the beginning. You guys remember Steve?
Yes.
He was the beginning of the Tonight Show at NBC,
yes.
which is now hosted by Jimmy Fallon.
Yes.
And but I was his co-host for a while, and that's how I got to work with Lucille Ball and people like that. And
yes.
I was just in love with Marlo Thomas.
Oh, yeah.
I never got to meet her.
Yeah.
But, you know, I see her on television, and I see that cause. We've got some children's songs that we've written for our camp out here that I would just love to introduce to the St. Jude's folks and see if they, you know, I'd love to have them use our songs. Well, we got one called Nothing More Special Than Kids.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's a...
Bill, is that on one of the CDs?
We're all...
Is that on one of the CDs?
No, it's not. It's on a special It's on a special CD for the kids. We give them the music at camp when they leave. We have in the past. You know, I'm glad you reminded me because I haven't pressed up any new ones to give this year. But we have songs on there like "We're All Different" and "It's All Right," and it's kind of on a rock and roll basis.
Sure.
Hey y'all, I was on the same label with Jerry Lee Lewis at Mercury for a while. And I got to be backstage with this guy, with him. You know, he's a little bit far out there, but you know what? He's greatly talented. And the point to all of that is that's how we're all different and it's all right. It's all right. You know,
kids love that. Thing.
Bill, you need,
kids love it.
You need to come out of your shell.
I tell you, y'all play for me, will
we
you?
Will. We
play
will.
For me.
Well, Bill, we're about to run out of time, and I know you've got an appointment in about an hour.
I do.
We love
you. Well, I hope we get a chance to talk again. Thank y'all. I love y'all, too. You know, it's a spiritual thing.
It is.
Brother Jerry, I'm just so glad we got together. Now, I'll stay on top of Lewis there for that clearance. You guys go ahead and use the song,
you.
Though.
Thank you so much, Bill. We'll be talking soon.
I'm real proud of it.
God bless you, brother.
Hey, it's been cut 50 times now, so y'all need to cut it too, your little quartet.
Thanks, Bill.
Okay, y'all.
God bless you. Have a great day. Bye-bye. What a great guy.
What a great guy. Yeah, Bill Nash.
Yeah.
He's wrote some great songs, and it's almost biblical, his story of how God brought him to where he's at now.
Well, we used the verse earlier in the show here.
Yeah.
Romans 8:28. For we know that all things work together for good to them that love God.
Yeah.
His son started out looking like he might not live.
Yeah.
But look where it's taken Bill and his wife, Kim. Look where they are now.
And what they're doing. Yeah. I've heard a lot of those stories at St. Jude, and some children don't make it, but you hear of miraculous things and how God works and all that. So, and what a nice gentleman and what a great song that we use. I just think it's great.
Yeah,
and
I do too.
I think it, more people need to be paying attention to it.
More people do need to be paying attention to it. And I'm sure Marty Rowe and his group, Diamond Rio, wouldn't mind more people paying attention to it.
Well, he wouldn't either.
Do I have it right? Their publisher, whoever it was initially, would not let them sing that song or publish that song.
Hmm.
And they left that publisher and went to another one because Marty, of course, is a Christian, and I think all the other guys are too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that sound familiar at all?
That I don't know. I wish I could. Yeah. I wish I could give you some input, but that I'm not clear about.
It seems like I remember when I discovered that song was out there.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to use it for something. Maybe one of the programs on the radio on Sunday morning that we had for over 30 years. When you all were over here in the old building,
mm-hmm.
I brought that in, and someone there told me, I believe, someone there told me that they had to change publishers in order to sing that song.
That could be.
Yeah.
Not that I don't know
but
for sure.
But we know for sure right now, or we don't think it was you.
No.
Okay.
I don't think it was me.
All right. Because you were there then.
I'm bad to forget.
You were there.
I was there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you were there.
I don't remember that, but... Could be.
Yeah, could be.
But I'm very grateful to Bill and his wife too that they give us permission to use that and not have to pay, because you can get in some issues there, brother.
You can.
Some expensive issues. And just he's honored and we use it. So
he's gracious. He's just a giving man.
And we're honored to be able to play it.
We are indeed. We better be honored to be out of here pretty soon.
It's about going to wrap it up.
Yeah.
So
got a lot of folks tuning in today. Our sister Geraldine and up in, is it Wisconsin or Minnesota? I can't remember now. Up north somewhere. But she's coming home, I think, pretty soon. Archie Fouts watching. And I think David checked in on us there a moment ago, and Jessica. So we appreciate all of our viewers that we see here.
That's on our Facebook Live, we appreciate it. If you want to go check it out, you can do that. Past episodes there as well. And that's going to do it for this edition of God's Point of View, presented by the Highland Church of Christ, 821 Euclid Avenue here in Paintsville. Of course, this program is paid for by the church. We'd like to invite you to services. Sunday school gets underway at 9:30 a.m. Sunday morning. Sunday morning worship at 10:30 a.m. Sunday evening life groups at 6 p.m. Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. And don't forget, we're having Vacation Bible School this evening and tomorrow evening. If you come out, we'll feed you as well. 6:30 till 8:30. And thanks again for joining us today on another edition of God's Point of View.